For all you deplorables out there, I've put together a special Christmas package for just $19.99. It includes my book, What Really Happened, which has been endorsed by President Trump, and a deplorable t-shirt. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Merry Christmas!
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You'd have to say that Joe Biden had his best debate.
He seemed to have a pretty darn good night. Seemed to have one of his best nights last night.
He had his best night last night.
Middle class is getting killed. Middle class is getting crushed. And the working class has no way up as a consequence of that.
Would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes. I'm not looking forward to an impeachment process.
It was a constitutional necessity for the House to act as it did, and it's about time we get that underway.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Billionaires in wine caves should not pick the next president of the United States.
Mr. Senator, your net worth is 100 times mine.
This is the problem with issuing purity tests you cannot yourself pass.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
My good friend Joe, and he is a good friend. He's received contributions from 44 billionaires. Pete, on the other hand, is trailing. Pete, you only got 39. So, Pete, we look forward to you. I know you're an energetic guy and a competitive guy to see if you can take on Joe on that issue.
Unchained and unstoppable.
The president wasn't really even impeached, at least not yet. Noah Feldman, one of their impeachment witnesses, wrote today, if the House does not communicate its impeachment to the Senate, it hasn't actually impeached the president. Trump could legitimately say that he wasn't truly impeached at all.
Siri, who is the president of the United States?
Donald Trump is the president of the United States.
Yeah! Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Merry Christmas to all. And to all a good night. Not yet, though. Not yet. We're here. We're going to be here all day. And the last hour of the show, we're going to have our charity giveaway for the end of the year with Matthews Brothers, Bob Maines from Matthews Brothers. And if you've got a charity that you think should get a contribution, where Matthews Brothers and the Howie Carr Radio Network are each going to give $100 to everybody who gets most, unless you really blow it. But you're not going to blow it. If you get through during the hour, we'll give $100 from each of us so it's $200. So stand by for that, and we got a lot of other stuff planned: police blotter, facts, variety, and. It's a good day here, and this is the last day for me anyway. Grace and Taylor will be here next week, and they'll only be taking one day off, and then they'll be back the next week, and I'll be back on January whatever it is, 6th or whatever. But anyway, I'm happy to be here today. 844-500-4242, that is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. This is this impeachment fiasco. This is so great. It's backfired so much on the swamp mistress, as the New York Post calls Nancy Pelosi. She's really embarrassed herself. You know, as Mitch McConnell said, she thinks she's going to gain some kind of leverage over the Senate by sending us something that we don't want, by threatening not to send us something that we don't want. I mean, it's too funny.
I don't know who you're talking to. My sources say she has a spring in her step.
Yeah, spring in her step. Somebody said today, I hope when she's got a spring in her step, I hope she's wearing combat boots. Because, you know, I mean, it could be hazardous otherwise with all the hepatitis that's in the human waste. Not to mention, God only knows what you get if you step on a needle. Could be worse than hepatitis, if you know what I mean. There are a lot of discarded needles that are going into the bay. Good Lord. It's what a disaster it is. And you know, and again, remember, Donald Trump is an existential threat, but we're not going to bother to send over the impeachment articles. He's such an existential threat that we're just not going to do anything. And now she's and now you got this guy Noah Feldman. What if Noah Feldman says, and I'm thinking to myself, it's one of these things, you know, guys, you know, some people are famous for 15 seconds or not even 15 minutes, as Andy Warhol used to say, 15 seconds. Noah Feldman was the guy with the, he was sitting next to the lesbian law professor from Stanford who hated Barron Trump. And he was the guy who looked like he was only wearing a tie because his ascot was at the dry cleaner,
and they didn't allow smoking pipes in there,
right? And people said he looked like Cary Grant, but not Cary Grant in the later comedies. He looked like Cary Grant in the Philadelphia Story when he was, you know, with Jimmy Stewart and Katharine Hepburn in 1939. And his hair, he looked like he was wearing a helmet head of hair. He's from Brookline. And then he went to Harvard University. You could always tell a Harvard man, but you can't tell him much. And so Noah Feldman has said that if the House doesn't send over the articles of impeachment, then Trump really hasn't been impeached. So then you get an angry bee, Lawrence Tribe, from the other side of the river. He's the guy who lives on Brattle Street. He's the Harvard professor who lives on Brattle Street. Remember him? There was a thing called the Commonwealth Day School, the little black kids. And they were on they put up a school, a small campus on Brattle Street where all the rich folks live. You know, Julia Child lived there, Bill Weld lived there, all these grandees from the Globe. It was a very WASPy place. Not that Tribe is WASPy, but most of them were Yankees, old Yankee money types. And Lawrence Tribe signed a letter demanding that the Commonwealth Day School, which was all black little black kids, be removed from Brattle Street. I guess you call it ethnic cleansing. Oh, man, we went crazy with that for months at the Herald. We had the story all to ourselves because the Globe wouldn't touch it because one of the guys on the Globe Board of Directors was sitting up in a tree taking pictures of the little black kids at recess. Those were the good old days. Yeah. But anyway, I used to call him Lost Tribe, Lawrence Lost Tribe. But he you know, now, you know, again, he's cleansing his Wikipedia page of this racism at the Commonwealth Day School by going after the evil orange man. And so he says, of course he's impeached. He practically doesn't even need to have a trial in the Senate to be removed from office. He's so evil. So they're cannibalizing one another. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny what's going on here. 844-500-4242. And there's again, I think my favorite story of the day though is, in the New York Times, they're closing in, and I think I'm gonna have some fun with this over the weekend. My column at the Herald, I've seen this happen so many times over the years. You know, this happens in organized crime syndicates. You know, whether it's the mafia in town in Boston, the Winter Hill Gang in Somerville, the Latin King Gang, the Massachusetts State Police, the. I mean, the general Massachusetts General Court. Well, now the eternal question is arising in the deep state. Will he stand up? Will he stand up? And of course, the New York Times is the way they're promoting this. They're still reluctant to say that the Russian collusion hoax was in fact a hoax because they've got a Pulitzer Prize hanging in the lobby for their deeply sourced reporting in 2017 about something that didn't happen. It's very deeply sourced. It didn't happen, but they did a hell of a job reporting it. They beat out there. Another newspaper had a big story about the Fountain of Youth in Florida. And then there was a story about, you know, unicorns being spotted running around in the prairie areas. But those were deeply sourced stories, too. But this was an even deeply sourced story. So they've got this here. So this is the New York Times lead today. The federal prosecutor scrutinizing the Russian investigation. He's scrutinizing. They're not probing it, you see. They're scrutinizing it. Has begun examining. They're not probing it. They're examining it. The role of former CIA director John O'Brien in how the intelligence community assessed. They didn't make anything up, although they did. They totally fabricated. They concocted a Russian threat. But the New York Times said they assessed Russia's 2016 election interference, according to three people briefed on the inquiry. So if this were the old days in the mafia in Boston and the North End, you know what Jerry Angiulo would be saying? Will Brennan stand up? And then he would answer his own question. He would say, I cannot stand the jeopardy. Bring in Dominic. Dominic, have you got a hot car? Yeah. I think Brennan needs to hire some security here. He's not the only one. They're talking about the notorious dossier, though. That's another thing that gets me. This is a huge story. It goes on for like 2,000 words. But they keep talking about the dossier like it's some kind of official thing. But they don't mention that the dossier was a Hillary Clinton concoction of stuff that they paid through three different sources for Russians to make stuff up. And then when the Russians didn't make up the stuff they wanted, one of their other hirelings, a British, a non-American citizen, made up stuff. But they just call it a dossier. They don't say where it came from. It's just a dossier. 844-500-4242. We'll be back in a minute. I've got an announcement to make. This is not a big announcement. I mean, it's a big announcement for me, but it's not a big announcement in the larger scheme of things. But
this is going to be a big announcement.
This is a big announcement. This is going to be a big announcement for the Chump Line. This is going to produce much mirth and merriment on the Chump Line, and it's coming right up. Stay tuned. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Havel, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
If you want to check me out today on social media or on Newsmax at 4 o'clock, you might want to. This will be your last chance to see me looking the way I look now, because I think I'm going to be looking a little different in 2 weeks. And with me right now is Dr. Ryan Welter. He is an MD and a PhD. He's the CEO and chief researcher of Regenerous Medical and the New England Center for Hair Restoration. And he's, as you know, I've had some procedures on myself. Dr. Weltner and his people are going to do something tonight after the show for me. What am I getting, Dr. Weltner?
Well, yeah, Welter. It's actually Dr. Welter, yeah.
But sorry.
No problem. It's great. You're going to get a regenerative procedure, and I think that's, you know, when you look at what's changing in medicine, you know, we used to have drugs and, you know, and surgery, and now everything's moving to like gene therapy and cell-based therapy, right? And so we can use, we can stimulate your own cells to heal. And so what we're going to do to you tonight is we're going to use your own platelet-rich plasma, which is your own blood product, and growth factors from
just
that.
Just take a little blood out of my arm.
Yeah, take a little blood out of your arm, and we have a signature process where we concentrate that blood and then activate the blood And once the blood is activated, you know, platelets, they circulate in your blood like little cornflakes, right? The little cornflakes. They get activated and they grow out these little arms. And the arms connect.
Cornflakes with arms.
Yeah, that's Yikes. What happens. It's pretty exciting. And then all these growth factors come out, and they stimulate. They can stimulate your collagen in your skin actually proliferate. And when that happens, you start to look younger. So we combine that with.
I'm not going to look like Nancy Pelosi.
No.
Or John
Kerry.
That's
freak show.
Is this a long way of saying Howie's getting a facelift?
A surgical facelift is a lot different than a cellular facelift. And a cellular facelift is just, an amazing regenerative procedure that doesn't involve a scalpel whatsoever.
I went down to your clinic in Westwood, and you were showing me these pictures, and I saw this picture of this guy, and he looked old. And then that was the before picture, and then the after picture, he looked about 15, 20 years younger. And I said, "This, who's this guy? And what did you say?"
Well, that was my father-in-law. He's a heavy smoker too. So he has got a leathery skin, and we were able to do the regenerative procedure on him. He did remarkable. So you know, it's a really neat. It's actually you're just turning back the clock, you know,
So chances are, I'm going to look the next time people see me, because I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. The next time people see me, most likely I'm going to look a lot younger. Right.
You should look about, generally speaking, I say between 5 to 10 years with one procedure. And then, you know, at some point in the future, you might, need to repeat that. But cell therapy peaks at around 12 to 18 months. And then whatever time frame you get out of it.
Oh, so it just gets better and better for 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, exactly. For about 12, anywhere between 9 to 18, somewhere around there. It's different for different people.
So I'm getting on a plane tomorrow morning. I'm going down to Florida. I'm going to Mar-a-Lago for dinner. If I run into the president, am I going to look like I just went, six rounds?
No, you're going to be very festive. You're going to look, like Rudolph with the red,
I'm going to be a little red. Okay.
So the redness lasts for a few days, but
that's
then
okay.
It goes away.
I got no problems with that.
Red man and orange man meet.
Yeah, exactly. It could be a collision.
So I may want to do one of those Elizabeth Warren selfies that she can't stop talking about during the debates. Okay,
no, so the thing is, Trump's going to fly up and want to do the same thing. That's what's going to happen.
That's true. That's quite possible, I guess. So this is good. So you guys are all at the at Regenerous Medical and New England Center for Hair Restoration. You do
exactly.
other procedure, obviously hair restoration.
Yeah, so I got into hair restoration myself back in about 2005. My dad actually had a procedure, and I thought it was just amazing. I thought they were plugs, right? So you look and they've really pioneered hair restoration to get down to individual follicles. It just can be amazing. So we pioneered that even further to something we call micro-FUE, where we take sub-millimeter grafts from the back of the head and put them up front. And really that sub-millimeter grafting, it allows healing of the donor area really well, and we have a whole team of doctors now that work with us, and I've literally trained about 100 doctors across the world in hair stem cell therapy. And
so if people want to learn more about this before we'll be talking about this later, but if they want to learn more, what's the number right now?
I'm not sure. You have to go to the website, nehair.com, www.nehair.com is the best place to start for the hair.
It's
1-855-5-NE-HAIR.
Okay. We'll tweet something out with you got a really nice, office in Westwood too.
Oh yeah.
It's got plenty of parking, very easy, convenient. You do the consultations.
Yeah. And I think you saw some of the technology there. We have some amazing technology there. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So.
It's really good. I'm looking forward to this actually.
Yeah. It'd be great. It'd be good.
I love it.
I will see you
tonight then.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
I'll see it. Dr. Ryan Welter, and I'll tell the president all about this. All right.
Hopefully you're going to look good.
All right.
Thanks,
Dr. Welter.
Yep. See you.
I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Grace was asking Dr. Welter if they do Botox. I said, what? Grace, you're 27 years old. Do you need? She's got.
It's preventative.
It's preventative.
Yes, all the celebrities get it, and it looks amazing, including you, Howie. You're a celeb, a local celeb.
Here's one. Why don't you just grow old gracefully? Do you need hair so you can be out there? No, I just need to look good. That's,
Howie, the doctor told me when it's guys, they call it Botox.
But it's not Botox. Okay, 844-500. Is this for chicks? What a waste. No, it's for guys too. Okay? All right. 844-500. Captain, you're 70 years old and you will still look sick. I'm not 70 years old. Okay. Well, anyway, enough with this. You can leave.
Very fake news.
Leave your nasty messages on the chump line. I told you, I knew this would invigorate the chump line. 844-500-4242. And by the way, go to 2 for the chump line if you wish to leave a sling or arrow. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Moricello Blackberry Cello Liqueur. Whether you're having the perfect nightcap or adding a kick to your favorite Christmas dessert like Ted Kennedy used to, you'll love Moricello Blackberry Cello Liqueur. Visit hubbeverage.com to find out where you can get Moricello near you. Hubbeverage.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will this be Tom Brady's last year with the Patriots?
I think so. I'm not sure, but I think so.
66% say yes.
All right. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And again, this is really funny stuff that this was going on in this debate. I gotta play this again. This Biden cut. Taylor put it in the intro, but you need to hear these back to back and think about it. Cut number three.
Everything President Trump does, but they really like this economy and they don't know why they should make a change.
Well, I don't think they really do like the economy. Go back and talk to the old neighbors in the middle class neighborhood you grew up in. The middle class is getting killed. The middle class is getting crushed. And the working class has no way up as a consequence of that. You have, for example, farmers in the Midwest, 40% of them couldn't pay their bills last year. You have most Americans, if they received a bill for $400 or more, they'd have to sell something or borrow the money. The middle class is behind the eight ball.
Okay, you get that? He's confusing the Trump economy with the economy of, his old boss, Obama. Perhaps, or maybe his old boss, Jimmy Carter, back in the 70s. But anyway, the middle class is being stamped out and stomped out. Next question for Creepy Joe, cut four.
Vice President Biden, I'd like to ask you, three consecutive American presidents have enjoyed stints of explosive economic growth due to a boom in oil and natural gas production. As president, would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes.
In other words, I'm going to stomp on those people that haven't been stomped on yet back in the old neighborhoods. They could be stomped on a lot more. You didn't watch it, but you pick up the papers today or you go on the internet. Who won the debate last night? Creepy Joe. Creepy Joe won the debate. 844-500-4242. But my favorite line of all was Mayor Pete was being ripped by Elizabeth Warren when she wasn't talking about selfies. She was talking about how he had a fundraiser and something they described as a wine cave. I have no idea what a wine cave is, but they were drinking $900 bottles of wine. And so he's talking about it. She's not going to take any money. She's not going to sell her access, et cetera, et cetera. You know how sanctimonious she is and how smug. You know, everything you didn't like about your third grade school teacher, that's Elizabeth Warren. So Mayor Pete hits back at her, cut 13.
According to Forbes magazine, I am literally the only person on this stage who's not a millionaire or a billionaire. So if... This is important. This is the problem with issuing purity tests you cannot yourself pass. If I pledge
If I pledged never to be in the company of a progressive Democratic donor, I couldn't be up here. Senator, your net worth is 100 times mine.
Wow. Good work, Mayor Pete. That's the best I've ever, one of the few times I've agreed with what he was saying. 603 says, Biden's son Hunter was definitely behind the eight ball.
Ha, 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 ha.
Get it? Eight ball? Yeah, he's familiar with more than eight balls, I'll tell you. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas.
Howie, the reason why I'm asking this question is, let me ask it. Is it possible that they can hold the articles of impeachment all the way through the elections? So their hope is maybe they could gain seats in the Senate to impeach him?
To convict him, you mean. But you see, the thing is, I think that's one theory. I mean, we're kind of out here in uncharted waters. We've never been in this situation before. But, John, even if, say, they picked up three seats in the Senate and they somehow control the Senate after January, whatever it is, in 2021, they would still need to convict 66 or 67 votes, two-thirds of the Senate. So they're never going to get that many votes, because there's, no matter how the Republicans do, there's always going to be like at least 45 Republicans, probably. And again, I think it's unlikely the Republicans will even lose control of the Senate. So they can't convict them under any circumstances, John. So this is all I don't know what it is. Is it Kabuki theater? That's what some people are saying. I had to look Kabuki theater up. It's Kabuki theater is it involves a theater, a play by prostitutes who are after the show are available. So I guess it is kind of Kabuki theater, at least on one side of the aisle. What do you think? I mean, are you thinking much about this, or do you just think it's a joke?
There's got to be a reason. That I think they're just trying to come up with maybe more info.
Talking points, right, for the campaign. Points. Yeah, he's impeached. Are you going to vote for an impeached president? Well, I mean, it does. You know, if you get charged with a crime and you were framed by obviously corrupt cops, I don't think it's any reflection on your character, is it? And that's what's going on here. And right. Trump is demanding an immediate impeachment trial. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
In Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Oh, there's a lot of good old style Santa Claus music out there. This is one of them. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Paul, the UPS guy, if Congress impeached Trump and Pelosi fails to act, would that mean Pelosi is in contempt of Congress? You know, that's a whole other point, Paul, that's been raised here. You know, so Trump is charged with obstructing Congress, and she's completed her duties as the Speaker of the House, and now it's up to the Senate, and she's obstructing the Senate. I don't think you can impeach a House Speaker. Or a member of Congress. Maybe you can. I don't know. But, I mean, isn't she guilty of the same thing that she, I mean, most assuredly, she's obstructing the Senate, right? But, again, I mean, it's like the old story of, you know, throwing the rabbit in the briar patch. Oh, don't throw me in the briar patch. I mean, so I'm not going to send McConnell the articles of impeachment. He said it today. We don't want the damn things. Does she think this is a threat that she's issuing? It's great. 844-500-4242. That is the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. Uber Jason says, by the way, I'm with you. If I had your money, I'd get all the procedures you've had, Uber Jason. Yeah, Uber Jason, do you know who's going to actually be doing the procedure tonight? Dr. Welter is going to be there, but it's going to be done by a guy named Jason. And when they said Jason's going to do it, I was thinking, Uber Jason? Is Uber Jason coming in off the road?
If Uber Jason were doing those procedures, I don't think he'd earn the moniker Uber Jason.
844-500-4242. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Listen, Jimmy Breslin wrote a book, and I think it was 1969. It was later turned into a movie. It was called The Gang That Couldn't Shoot Straight.
Right. I remember that. Yes.
I want to do a remake of The Gang That Couldn't Shoot Straight, starring Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff, Nadler, and go right through the whole thing. Since the election in 2016, Brett Kavanaugh, he's a racist, the recession's coming, Russian collusion, delusion.
The 25th Amendment, Stormy Daniels, Michael Cohen, Michael Avenatti. I know I'm missing the faithless electors, the recounts. Yeah, all this stuff.
Come on.
I know. He's, he has more lives than a cat. You know, they say the cat has 9 lives. Donald Trump just keeps going. It's more like the Dems are like Wile E. Coyote, and Trump's the roadrunner. He just keeps moving along. Thanks for the call, Jack. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, just a little math here. There are 3 branches of government at the federal level: executive, judicial, and
legislative. Yes.
Yes. And the House is 1/2 of the legislature. So they're essentially 1/6
Correct.
Of our government. And it seems to me not only is she holding the American people hostage, she's trying to hold 5/6 of the government hostage. She's bypassed the Supreme Court, the judicial branch. She's now got the president sitting out there with this hanging over his head. Now she's trying to pull the Senate into a little hostage game.
Yeah.
It's got to be something the Senate can do. To me, if I'm
but Mark, the Senate doesn't want to do it. The majority in the Senate doesn't want to do anything. I mean, if they get the articles of impeachment, then Schumer becomes the guy who's beating his breasts and claiming that it's a railroad, and he turns into Nancy Pelosi of the Senate, right? I mean, I think she's really shot herself in the foot. She shot all the Democrats in the foot. They went through all this. All this trouble, and now she's not pulling the trigger. She's removed the trigger. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're all a bunch of phonies. The other thing is, to me, you would have thought that the accusation of all roads lead to Putin and the Russia thing would have ended with Hillary Clinton calling Tulsi Gabbard a Russian
asset.
To me, that just
and also Jill Stein. Yeah.
So anytime we don't agree with what you're saying, we're going to call you a Russian.
Right.
And then Pelosi says, well, the impeachments are going on for 22 months, and it's because all roads lead to Putin.
Right. Well, Nadler said the same thing about Louis Gohmert. Louis Gohmert was saying, this is the end of the Republic if you guys get away with this. He was angry. This was the day after the day of the impeachment so-called debate, that when the night after he was on with us on the show. And so he's walking away back to his seat in the chambers, and Nadler starts muttering something about how he never thought he was going to hear a Russian agitprop or something like that. And if you speak out against their attempt to effect a coup against the duly elected president of the United States, that's Russian propaganda as far as Nadler's concerned. And again, people like Nadler and the New York Democrats, they did. Do you think they cared about the Soviet? They were pro-Soviet Union. They had a communist congressman up in Manhattan, up in the upper part of Manhattan, Vito Marcantonio, back in the 40s when Nadler was just a young whippersnapper and is probably in his 30s back then. But, now the communists have been overthrown and somehow the Democrats have learned to hate Russia. I don't get it. It's very confusing. 844-500-4242. 781, I think Pelosi's strategy is pretty simple. She just doesn't want to see Trump acquitted headlines. The last word usually wins. No, I don't think that's it. I think what she wants to do, and this is the Lawfare, this group of very left-wing lawyers that represent the deep state and basically want to overthrow the republic. They want to have witnesses and to prepare for the so-called trial in the Senate. They want to get all of these grand jury documents that they've been going after for a long time, even though it's illegal for anybody outside of the prosecution, outside of the executive branch, the DOJ, to have these documents. And then they want to start digging into his tax returns, and they want to start bringing in all kinds of witnesses again. They just want a fishing expedition. It's the Soviet Union. Show me the man, and I'll show you the crime. That's what they want to do. They want to just keep the fishing expedition going. That's what this is all about. She doesn't care about the headlines. She doesn't have to worry about the headlines. I mean, again, think about the headlines with Sondland. Sondland says he told me there was no quid pro quo. So they say there was a quid pro quo. The Inspector General's report says the FBI was totally corrupt and biased. The headlines said Inspector General finds no bias. Okay, so it doesn't matter. The headlines are gonna be anti-Trump, whatever happens. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Howie.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, I usually agree with you on 99% of the things that you speak on. I got to tell you were wrong on one of the things you said.
What's that?
Biden didn't win the debate.
No, I'm just saying
he has won every single debate so far.
I was quoting the news analyses today, John. Most of them said that he won the debate.
Yeah, well.
Did you watch it last night?
I got a question for you. No, I didn't. You know, I'd rather sit and watch paint dry.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I got a question for you, though, because a friend of mine brought this up to me. If Pelosi hangs this, over everybody's head, over Trump's head, can that prevent him, or even if he's acquitted?
No, it can't stop him from doing anything. I'm Howie Carr.